Happy New Year, dear family. Grace to you all and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. As most of you know, God has told us that 2024 will be the year of the prayer covenant. And through His serious, committed intercessors, mountains will be moved and the conversion of souls will be bountiful. As we know from Scripture, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We make this covenant and pray it together because we share the life and love of Christ. We have confessed our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, our Head, our God. We are fellow members of His body, the Church, and brothers and sisters in the family of God. So you ask, how do we form a prayer covenant and what do we do? We are calling for dedicated prayer warriors who will fully commit to intentional, consistent prayer throughout the year. Bear in mind when you come into agreement with other heart dwellers to pray for a specific intention, then you are making a covenant with God and with one another. Our first prayer covenant for 2024 is to pray for heart dwellers' leadership and those in the mission field, especially Father Ezekiel, Mother Claire, and Father Mike. To prepare for this covenant, we are trying to remain clean before the Lord by praying against gossip, judgment, critical attitude, and complaining. For those joining us in this covenant, please ask the Holy Spirit to control your thoughts and Jesus to govern and guard your heart and your mind. We are starting the prayer covenant on Sunday, January 7th, and we will finish on Thursday, January 18th. We are praying for 1 hour a day for 12 days. If you are in a community or heart dweller group, you can commit to pray at the same time every day. The first 20 minutes of prayer is repentance. We repent for our sins, we ask for God's healing and mercy for others, and pray for a spirit of repentance to envelop the hearts of all mankind. Speak Psalm 51 out loud and feel the words of Scripture deep down in your soul. The next 20 minutes is spent in worship, giving God all the praise, honor, and glory. He loves when we lift our voices up in song to Him. Focus on thankfulness and gratitude for all He has done for you. For Jesus is our one true treasure. Put your worship playlist on shuffle and let Holy Spirit guide your praise. You will be transported into the heavenly realms. The final 20 minutes is serious warfare. Remember to equip yourself with the full armor of God and to utilize the divine weapons you have been given. Pray in your heavenly language and work in unison with the Holy Spirit's movement. Always keep in mind the Lord's words, that the least in His kingdom is greater than the greatest in the kingdom of darkness. Thank you, intercessors, for joining us in prayer on the 7th, and witness the mighty, wondrous miracles of God.